Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Ekev, Consequence, Week 46, Second Aliyah. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land, with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your forefathers as it is today. Deuteronomy 8, verses 15 through 18. Why does the Eternal want to humble us? The Eternal wishes to bless His sons and daughters with many riches, but because of men's sinful tendency, it becomes easy to forget the Eternal when riches multiply. Moshe warns against this danger, saying to be careful not to forget the Eternal when having lots of material riches. This is one of the remedies against this sinful deviation, to remember the Eternal, taking heed to what the Torah says about it. The one who keeps these words from the Torah in his heart is careful not to forget the Eternal when obtaining riches. Acknowledging that He is the one who grants us the skills and abilities to make riches and praising Him for it. The rabbis have concluded this text in the daily prayer, which makes us remember the Eternal who gives us power to make riches, thus conforming the covenant sworn to the patriarchs. The second thing that helps man to be kept from greed and to forget the Eternal is his generosity. Generosity keeps the heart from greed. Another remedy that the Eternal uses to keep man from pride and idolatry in regards to riches and wealth is to make him cross through the desert. The experience in the desert is the best preparation to cope with material blessings without becoming self-sufficient, proud, and comfortable. The purpose of taking us and keeping us in the desert is to humble us, to eventually do us good. Sometimes we have to spend a long time in the desert. Some will have to go through many deserts. Hashem knows well what each one of us needs. If you are in a terrible desert, surrounded by serpents and scorpions, drought and thirst, don't go away from the Eternal. Seek Him in the midst of your anguish and trust that He is able to bring you out water from the rock to quench your thirst and to feed you supernaturally. Maybe you won't have in abundance, but you won't die in the desert. You'll have enough to survive and to learn to depend on Him. Your Heavenly Father is very wise. He knows your heart, and He knows that according to the many blessings He wants to give you, you'll have to spend more or less time in the desert. He doesn't do it to take away your rights, but to form your character and to train you for the times of blessing. So learn to praise Him, because He is giving you enough to keep you alive in a humanly impossible situation. Lift your eyes, lift your heart and hands to heaven, and learn to thank Him always for whatever you receive, be it a little or a lot. When you have learned this lesson, abundance awaits you. And if you are not to receive abundance in this life, rest assured that the Eternal is good to bless you in the life to come. Kol Tuv and Shalom.